Okay, we're on Chaf Dalad Ahmed Beis on the Mishnah. Says Choyma Bitruma. Sometimes we're more machmir with Truma than Kodesh. Okay, up until now we're speaking about the chumras of Kodesh over Truma. Now it's going to go back. We're going to have some chumras of Truma over Kodesh. So, number one, Shabbi Yehuda, in the area of Yehuda, in Eretz Yisrael, Ne'amonim, they're Ne'amonim, the Amei Aretz, Al Taharas Yain, with regards to the pure, to say that the wine is pure, V'shemen, and to say that their oil is Shemen, Kol Yemois Hashana, all year round. Now, so let's look at this Rashi over here. It's an important Rashi just to get the case. Let's just start with the Mishnah anyway. May as well just get a flow. Shabbi Yehuda Ne'amonim, Amei Aretz, Al Taros Yain V'Shemen, Shel Kodesh. Okay, so what's the case? Im Hikdishuhu, these Amei Aretz, yeah, they sanctified it. They say this wine or this Shemen is Kodesh. Lemizbeach, for the Mizbeach. B'Shas Agisois. And the time of the Gitos, when the second Rashi on the Mishnah, right? The sanctified it at the time. The Gitos is the wine pressing season. The Habadim is the oil pressing season, olive pressing season. Ne'amonim al Shmir Son, they believed that they're going to be careful with that oil and that Shemen, with the wine and the Shemen. Sorry, Kol Yemos Hashana all year round. Okay, the Gemara, we're going to say Meforish Mishna Yehuda the knockout. Why didn't it mention the believed in Yehuda? Mashma in other places in Eretz Israel, not. Okay, so basically we're talking about over here that so they believed in Kodesh all year round. So they prepared the wine and the oil at the pressing time and the squeezing time, and they believed on that wine which they produced or on that oil all year round. So back to the Mishnah. Okay, Ubishas, the second line in the Mishnah, the last word, Ubishas the Gitois, and at the time of the wine pressing season, Vahabadim is the oil pressing season or squeezing. Af ala Truma, they also believed on Truma. Okay, but only at that time they believed on the Truma. So for Kodesh, they believed all year round, and Truma, we only believe them at the time of the squeezing season. So Ovru Agitois, it passed the time of the year of the wine pressing seasons, Verbadim, the olive pressing seasons. Havi lo chobis shel yain, and the Amei Aretz brought lo to him, the Talmud Chacham, a chobis, a barrel, shel yain, shel truma, of truma. Lo yikablena mimenu, the Talmud Chacham should not receive it from him, he shouldn't accept it. So what should aval, rather, manicha, the Amei Aretz should place it, legasaba, to the next wine pressing season. Basically save it till, he's only believed at that time of year. So he'd have to save it till that time of year, next year, and then it will be believed. He may get more money for it because it's like old wine. Yeah? But we only believe that Amei Aretz for Truma at the time of the wine pressing season. Why is that? Because everybody at the wine pressing season purifies their kalim. So therefore, yeah, so that's why they believe them at that time of year, and that when people need it as well, we're going to, okay. And I think basically, okay. V'im Omar, next point. Now, if the Amei Aretz said, Hifrashti l'seichoi reviz kodesh, I also, this truma that I'm giving you now, after the wine pressing season, which I shouldn't be believed, but he said, I put some kodesh in there as well. There's actually a mixture of truma and kodesh. Yeah, ne'amon, we believe him. Why? Because of amigo, right? Rashi, look at Rashi at the bottom. Rashi, Ne'amon. The Migo, the Ne'amon, a Kodesh, that sin is believed on the Kodesh. Ne'amon, a Truma. We also believe him on the Truma. Straightforward. Okay, last part of the Mishnah. Kedei Yain, barrels of yain, the Kedei Shemen, and barrels of oil. So Hamaduma Ois. Hamaduma Ois over here, we're actually going to change the sharp later on, but Maduma Ois right now is, we're at, let's look at Rashi over here. Hamaduma Ois, Meforish B'Gemara, the Gemara is going to explain it. Yeah. Vahashta, and now it's Mashma, Shel Tevel, we're talking about Tevel. What does that mean? Truma V'Chulin Mu'rovin. Truma and Chulin are mixed together. That's Tevel. So that's what we're thinking. Now we're going to change Pshat in that. So back to the Gemara. Ne'amonim Aleihem, they believed on these barrels of wine and Shemen, the Maduma Ois. B'Shasigitos, at the time of the wine pressing season, V'Habadim, and also the oil pressing season. And not also, B'Koidim Legisos, and even actually the clock starts, the believability clock starts, even before Legitos, the wine pressing season. Shivim Yom, 70 days, why? Because people already start purifying their equipment 70 days before the pressing season. So therefore, they're already taught. Basically, it starts early, the wine pressing season. Okay, so says the Gemara. B'Yehuda, in. The Mishnah said that we believe the people, we're talking about the Kodesh. We said in Yehuda, we believe them all year round. Okay. Upper Galil, so you can see, not low, in the Upper Galilee, we don't believe them. So ask the Gemara, my timer, why don't we believe them? So Amar Reish Lakish, says Reish Lakish, Mipnei, because Shiratsua means that a strip of land. It's a strip of land, Shel Kusim, of the land of the Kusim, these people who were basically, they were came to Israel after the 10 tribes left, and they were Goyim, and they kind of converted, but they were still kind of somewhat Goyim. And so these people, these Kutim over here, were, I'm going to read the Rashi, it's going to be easier, Mafsekes Beinayim. We don't believe them in the Galil, because there's a, let's look at this Rashi over here. Ritzua, you see this first Rashi in the Gemara, Ritzua, Shel Eretz Amim, there's a strip of the land of the nations, means the Goyim, Mafsekes Ben Galil Yehuda, that stops, basically, between Galil and breaks through Galil and Yehuda. Basically, there's a Goyim in between. Yerushalayim B'Yehudahi, and Yerushalayim is in Yehuda. The E.F. Shalaviyam, you can't bring them, why? Yerushalayim, B'Tara, impurity, Lefi Shagazru Chachomim, the Chomim made a Gezeirah, Tumal Eretz Amim. The Goy Kutzlaretz is Tomei. The Eretz of the Amim is Tomei. But feel, this is the Chiddush now, but feel Shel Chaveirim, and even if they were Chaveirim, which were Talmidei Chachomim, Shemagalil, which live in the Galilee, Einoi Baal and Sochim, you can't bring it. Because basically, if you bring from Galil to Yehuda, basically you're just going to pass over, you have to go through the Goyish land, and that has tumor. Why does it have tumor? Because they weren't careful when burying their dead. Yeah, and we're worried that basically a person's going to go over a grave and is going to tie me up that Kodesh. So therefore you can't bring it. It's not that we don't believe them, it's just that if you're going to go from the Galil to Yehuda, it's going to become Tommy. Okay? So ask the Gemara. Practical solution. If that's the whole reason, that we really believe them. But the problem is, there's just tumor over there. So says the Gemara, V'nisnua b'shida teva mignel. So I'll give you a practical solution. Place the Kodesh. B'shida is that some kind of, the most of Rashi is some kind of carriage. Yeah, a teva is some kind of big box. A migdal is kind of like a cupboard. Yeah, so put the Kodesh in there. And therefore it will prevent a chetzitza, will stop the tumor from getting in. Basically, create a container that will protect the Kodesh from getting tummy. So therefore, why can't you bring from the Galil? So says the Gemara, as the Gemara, Harmoni, which opinion is this? Yeah, it's Rebbe. This is Shita's Rebbe. To Omar, he says the following. Oyel Zoruk, an oil, so an oil we know, yeah, is keep, basically everything which is in an oil is Tomei. Okay, but an oil also has the ability to, the things that are outside of it, yeah, it stops things from coming in as well. Nothing gets, it contains all the tumor, but it also stops the tumor from getting in. But he holds an oil zoruk, lav shemei oil. It will not be able to, an oil zoruk means it's thrown, means it's moving. A moving oil is not considered an oil. And therefore, it won't be able to stop the tumor from coming through. So therefore, the tumor will get through. That even though you place this kodesh in this big box to stop the tumor from going through, since it's moving, it doesn't stop it. The Tanya, hanichnas le'eretz ha'amim. Somebody who comes into eretz ha'amim, he goes into chutz l'aretz. Yeah, b'shida tevra migdal, in a this kind of carriage or in a box or in a cupboard. Rebbe mitamei. Rebbe says no, he's still tamei. It doesn't protect him from the tumor of the land, and there's also tumor in the air over there. It doesn't stop it. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, mitar. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda argues on him, and he holds that it is an oil, and therefore all the contents of the thing inside would be tahor. We're gonna stop there because it's. But basically, we're gonna go on this same line of questioning, but we'll stop here.